opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their three-day weekend, enjoyed the holiday and the heat and all that good stuff. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, man. Yes, hopefully everybody had a wonderful, safe holiday weekend, kept cool, kept all their digits.
All my fingers came back with me.
Most important. I saw some people were probably not as fortunate.
Yeah. There was some mishaps.
Yeah, some mishaps.
In the state of Georgia.
Yeah, so.
Somebody's boat exploded on Lake Lanier.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, man. But yeah, hopefully, you know. Man, that was pretty rough, though. I saw that this morning. It's like, damn, man, it's rough out there, man. But yeah, I had all my digits. There was nobody that was in the line of fire or anything. This past weekend, man, got out a lot of heat, a lot of pool, a lot of family time. So, like I said, if you were out there doing that, hopefully you enjoyed yourself. And again, got all your fingers on Monday.
One way that you can find out about a person. And I'm. This isn't a criticism or a compliment or anything. It's a revealing situation to find something out about a person is to see them around fireworks.
Yes.
Some people don't care that much about fireworks. Some people really like them. Some people really hate them, whatever. But it's like everyone has an opinion on them, right?
Yeah. Okay.
My father-in-law is, he's a retired high school chemistry teacher.
Exactly.
Like he's and right now, In his summers, he goes and works at the Oak Ridge laboratories in Tennessee, like doing high level science.
Yes.
He's a really smart guy.
Yes.
Accomplished.
Yes.
Academic. He gets around fireworks and all the hillbilly comes out.
Really?
All of it. Like, it's like, okay, he was out in the front yard doing bottle rockets at 10:15 in the morning on the 4th of July.
Damn.
It's like, you can't even see him.
Right.
Like, it's sunny outside. Like,
he can't even.
Yeah, he couldn't wait. He's out there. He's like, you think Jack wants to do one? I was like, no. Jack's 2 years old. Jack's 2 years old. We're not going to let him do bottle rockets or any of these fireworks or anything like that.
Right.
He's just throwing firecrackers off the side of the deck to hear them explode. And whatever, it's fine. Like, some people really like fireworks. Some people don't really care that much about fireworks. But it can be a very revealing experience. You know, people you might not expect, whatever. But he had he went into his closet and just grabbed a bag.
It was
just
full
had
of them.
Him. He was like, well, I think I have some in the closet. He knew he had some in the closet.
Yeah,
I think I have some in the closet.
Yeah.
He pulls out this bag of just like M80s and all kinds of different stuff. It's like, all right,
well,
how about it?
I know Jim, like you said, he's a retired chemist. When Jim showed me the video of him and how excited he got that he was making stuff that blew up.
Yeah, he really likes to blow stuff
up. Yeah, so I already knew.
I guess maybe that's why he got into chemistry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's no surprise because Jim said, Randy, I got to show you his video. I was like, okay, and Jim is mixing together chemicals and it's blowing up.
Yeah, he loves blowing stuff up.
That's a great point. So it's not shocking.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's a great point.
It's not shocking me one bit that.
Fireworks really can tell you a lot about a person and what they're into.
And I could honestly believe that Jim likes to blow stuff up. So, all the M80s and all that does not surprise me one bit about Jim Davis.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, like, now we're good now for a while. Like, you guys want me to get some more?
No.
No, no.
Did he go get more?
Yeah, but and then we did them at night, yeah. like when you could see them and stuff. Right. He's like, I think I have a mortar in the garage we could set off, but it's pretty old. I don't know if it'll go. I was like, I hated everything about that sentence. Like, I like that you have a mortar in the garage. You, by the way, you know you have one.
Yeah.
I think I have one. You know you have one.
Right.
Don't do that. Please don't light that. Like, yeah. I don't, you know, it doesn't seem like a good plan.
Yeah.
And he didn't. But it was fun. It was fun. It's fun to be out in the middle of nowhere on 4th of July and just see people clearly spent their rent check on the fireworks. We just sat on their deck. Like, they, you know, they live out kind of on the outskirts of a small town at the back end of a long dead end road. And there's a lot of hillbillies out there.
Yeah, man.
And those guys like fireworks.
Yeah.
So we got a pretty good fireworks show.
I believe it. Like, we went to Lilburn Park on Thursday. It was, you want to talk about hot, then a out that door right there. But they had beautiful fireworks. And so then they're like, can we get some fireworks for the house? I was like, as long as y'all don't tell nobody to come over, because there's not going to be no party at Randy's house this year. So we got the fireworks. And then some of our neighbors saw us spotlighting them up. They brought their fireworks up there. So it was like three people just going back and forth. I made sure, because you know my biggest issue is cleaning up.
Yep.
I made sure after every one of the firecrackers that was lit by one of mine, I went and got it. Put it over there, because I was like, I'm not waking up to clean up this mess.
That was
but it was clean.
It was a great time waster on Friday after Jim did all his fireworks. We just sent the kids out there. It's like, all right, find as much garbage as you can in the yard, and whoever brings back the most garbage gets a treat. They both got a treat.
Hell yeah.
Because they brought back a bunch of garbage.
Hell yeah.
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the great things about having kids. Sometimes they'll clean up garbage.
Speaking of garbage.
not a lot of fireworks.
No.
But definitely a lot of garbage. The Braves get swept at home by the lowly Baltimore Orioles.
Can we not call them lowly anymore?
They are lowly.
Let's call the Braves lowly.
Oh, the Braves are lowly.
Yeah,
They're lower than lowly. But the Orioles are not good. Like, they're as disappointing this year as the Braves are. But at least they got a nice weekend out of it.
They did.
They got to come to Atlanta and play just an awful baseball team. And they swept them. And this is the worst the Braves have been this year as far as record goes, 11 games under 500. The problem is, like, oh, there's a lot of problems.
You know how bad it was? You know how bad they are? I already know they had this pre-schedule. But they played yesterday at 11:35.
Thank God.
On Roku.
It's so great.
On freaking Roku.
That thing was
like, I had a Roku TV. I was like, where the hell is the Braves game at? On Roku.
Yeah. That's where they deserve to play.
Yes, that's what. Exactly, yeah.
They shouldn't be broadcasting the game
where they should be at.
They should be only on streaming early in the morning, like odd times, like, you know, like Pac-12 kickoff times.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They should be playing when no one's watching, because no one should watch. Like, it's just, it's awful.
It's a terrible, awful,
disastrous season of baseball.
And I know, and the one thing now is I understand. I get it. I don't need a damn Michael Harris and Ozzie Albee stat every damn day about how bad they're playing. They stink right now.
Yep.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. This team just all around bad.
Yeah, they're a bad baseball team.
This is a bad all around baseball team. They had some good moments. I know the home run Matt Elson hit the other day. I'm talking about it. It sounded like a damn shotgun went off when he hit it. And it went out in the park. So, like, congratulations to him being added to the All-Star, him and Chris Sale. But, I mean, they're just a bad baseball team.
The problem is, it's just now going to start getting worse.
Yes.
Because all along, it's been a bad year, and it's been a few ups, but mostly downs.
Yes.
But they still had a competent pitching staff for the majority of it. The offense is awful and has been and is going to continue to be, it seems. But the pitching staff at least was competent, and you could get by a little bit.
Yes.
Now you got two starters. That's what you got. And then you got just huge question marks. You're going to be doing bullpen games every time through, like, you got to pray that Strider and Grant Holmes win their starts. Grant Holmes was good, really good again yesterday, and they scored one damn run for him.
In the ninth. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was all over at that point anyway. And look, they can't score runs, so it doesn't really matter. But it's where it is right now.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
Yep.
Like, this road trip out to the West Coast to play the lowly A's in a I'll tell you, they belonged on Roku yesterday at 11:30 in the morning. You know where they really belong is a minor league baseball park, which is where they're going to be playing the next three against the A's, because that's where they play. Hopefully they can do something in these final six before the All-Star game. I don't have any optimism that they will. And then the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any optimism that they will. And then you just start to wonder, like, that's a clean break in the middle of the season where you make decisions.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
If you're going to do anything drastic, that's kind of when you do it.
But who has value to make any drastic moves?
Well, whether it's that or fire the hitting coach or I don't know.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like,
I don't know what you can really do.
There's nobody you're willing to move that has value right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only people that I think would have, like, significant value on the trade market right now would be Ronald Acuna and Matt Olson.
Yes, and you're not trading
them. And maybe a pitcher or two, but all the pitchers that have value are hurt, and you don't want to trade those guys anyway because they're young, or at least most of them are. Yeah, I mean, Austin Riley maybe, but, like, I guess. I mean, Sean Murphy maybe.
But I'm saying, and I thought about this the other day when we were talking about Austin Riley. Who's a better player than Austin Riley that you're going to get to come in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these are all the questions I ask when we're talking, when people are talking about moving on and breaking up this roster.
I think you got to think longer term than that, though. Like, you're not trading him for a better third baseman this year.
Yeah.
If you're trading someone like that, and I'm not saying trade Austin Riley, but if you're going to make a trade from somebody who you had planned on having here for the long run, you're doing it so you don't have this happen again next year or the year after or whatever. Like, this year, let's be honest,
it's washed.
This year's over.
Yes.
Like, this team's not going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, Grant had a great stat on his show yesterday. They would have to go like 50-26 to get to the 89 win threshold, which is where all the wild card teams were at last year when they got in. They're not doing that.
No.
These guys aren't going 50-26.
No.
Yeah, right. So this season's over. Like,
okay.
These guys aren't going to go to the playoffs. So and I don't know that they're willing to admit that or whatever, but, like, if that's true, then you got to start planning for the future.
Yeah,
can't run this lineup
planning
back.
For the future means, are we ready to rebuild?
It's not a rebuild because you have Acuna.
Okay. Like, so then retool. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So you're retooling. So is there a retooled third baseman down there? Is there a retooled this guy down there? That's what I'm saying. Like, as much as you're making sense as far as, and everybody else who's making sense, I'll admit that about this team can't. Because remember, we mentioned this on Friday. I was like, this team, this group right here had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
7 division titles,
yeah,
one World Series. They had a great run.
Great run. It's over.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's time over. To start moving things, and I agree with you. But now you got all these players up under these contracts with multiple years left on them.
Yeah, it's great. They're super tradable contracts.
Yeah, they're tradable contracts.
That's one of the best things about those low-money Alex Anthopoulos contracts.
But the thing about it is like, well, other teams view it like that.
Right.
That's the only thing. It's like they talk about moving Michael. Are people going to view Mike? Well, yeah, he got an affordable. He's not playing even up to that contract now.
Right.
But can you, or Austin Riley, or, you know, these certain players that people keep yelling out to me all the time, trade Sean Murphy. Okay. You got Doug Baugh. That's Doug Baugh. Why do I keep missing everybody's name?
You're making everybody a
football damn player. But you got Baugh. He's been really good.
Yeah, he's been good.
Rookie.
Yeah.
But who else you got? You know, I mean, these are all the things, and I don't scour minor league and all that crap either. But, yeah, I mean, I just look at it. Alex is going to stamp at this year because at the trade deadline, everybody's still going to be hurt of value, mm-hmm. and you're not getting rid of Olson or Acuna.
That's what's so frustrating is anybody that might have had value, if it was Chris Sale or
Marcel Ozuna
or someone like that's a little older that you might think about trading for some younger guys going forward. Those guys are hurt. Like, nobody wants Marcel Ozuna right now. You might be able to trade him just because he's on the end of a contract and, like, somebody might take him and hope that, I don't know, but he's hurt. Like, clearly, he's been batting 200 for 60 games. Like, he's got a torn hip and he can't play with it. Like, and they finally sat him down yesterday for the first time.
They finally sat him down.
This guy was batting fourth for 2 months. And that's the thing. That's why he was batting fourth for 2 months. Because when you sit him down, then Drake Baldwin has to be the designated hitter. And then obviously you had Acuna out of the lineup yesterday too. So that means Eli White and Stuart Fairchild and guys like that have to play. Like, that's always the flip side of, well, we need to sit him down. For who?
Yeah, like, that's my only thing I always say. For what? For who?
Well, I don't.
I would say the same thing.
And I don't have a good answer for, like, who you're trading for. I hope that they have, you know, they probably know other teams' minor league systems better than we do. Hopefully,
yeah.
But that's what you have to start thinking about now. Is, like, this season's washed. This group went on a great run, but
it's too damn long.
You got to break
ball
it up.
Left to be like washed. But damn.
Well, they are. I mean.
I got to come up with another phrase because we still got to cover this damn team for a lot more games.
Yeah, it's true.
We can put them on a back burner like we put United.
Yeah.
Until they do something.
We can.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can. I mean. But it is what it is. I mean, we could lie and be like, maybe they'll go on a run.
Never that.
But
never that.
They're not gonna.
Never that.
This team is not good. And hopefully they know that and start to make a move or two. All right, we'll come back. What's trending to kick off the show? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Murphy lifts it out to deep center. At the track, at the wall. And that one ekes out of here. And the Braves are on the board. Solo Murphy. A shot to center. 2-1.
Well, he said that's payback because he thought he had a home run in the seventh inning. Hit a ball right off the top of the wall to kick back in.
Well, at least they got one.
Yeah.
Better than getting shut out for the fourth time in 10 games. they lost another one-run game. Yep. So you can add that to the list. That's 22 one-run losses this season.
Damn.
Which is pretty crazy. I mean, that's how they're 11 games under 500 and they still have a positive score, a run differential. They're plus four. I mean, it's only four, but they're still plus run differential, 11 games under. I don't know how many teams are double-digit games under 500 and have a plus run differential. Actually, I do. There's one. There's only one team that is, and it's the Atlanta Braves. And there you have – I don't know. I mean,
there's nothing,
I don't have
there's,
anything there, to say
there really
about
isn't a lot to say.
No.
It really is.
I'm glad Sean Murphy's hot. Like, maybe his trade value is
that, I mean, if you want – if you look at it that way, yeah. But, yeah, there really isn't because it's the same old thing with this team. It really, really is. Same old thing. Same thing. Same people. Same players.
They sat Ozuna and Acuna yesterday. Got him some rest.
Got him some rest yesterday. Okay. Well, they look the same without Ronnie. Can't score. I mean, where's the damn difference?
Profar did a good job.
Profar's been nice.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good, man. He's been a pretty good addition.
I will say Saturday's game was fun to watch. A lot of scoring.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, it was entertaining.
It was an entertaining baseball game.
Yeah.
Matt Olson was like a triple away from the cycle.
Yes.
And it was just a lot of fun stuff that happened in that game. And unfortunately, it's a bullpen game. And you had to try to fight
Bummer
as long
was
as
good
possible. Bummer
wasn't.
Was good.
Until he wasn't.
Stayed in too long,
until
probably.
Until he wasn't. He like,
yeah.
Oh, here he is.
But then you got too deep in the bullpen, and you know what happens when you get too deep in that bullpen.
Yeah, man.
You guys aren't very good.
Hey, Jess is back, and you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse's back.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, this...
We're going to talk to Tim Hudson in like 15 minutes. That'll be cool.
Awesome. Maybe he got answers. I don't know. I mean, they're really...
But he doesn't.
But the thing about it is there are no answers outside of play better.
Yeah.
But they're like...
I think a lot of these guys can't.
But it's just crazy because you were just talking about the team that these guys swept by. Like coming to the season, both of these teams were like World Series...
Yep.
Like,
contenders for sure.
Contenders.
Yep.
And they're both here.
Yep.
And they just got the best of the Braves here.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're in a situation where you're under 11 games, and don't go out there and get trucked by the damn A's. Just don't.
They're not going to get trucked.
Just don't go out there.
But they're going to lose 2-1.
Don't lose to the damn – don't lose to them dudes,
they're going
to. No.
Man, I think they are.
I mean, like
– they might win.
You're trying to pinpoint when the wheels fell off this thing. Now, it started – We were riding on the wheels fell off. We were riding on donuts. Start the season, you know,
yeah,
just trying to get from point A, trying to get to work to your check, you mean, so you get some new tires,
mm-hmm.
All right, and then you kind of got a new tire here, new tire. Like, they have not put on all four tires at one time.
Oh no,
yeah.
No, they're not on all four tires
at
once.
Yeah, type of team. Yeah, they haven't been able to.
They're
do
still
that.
Going to Ben and Sons,
but I think
getting used tires. Shout out to Ben and Sons, by the way.
But I think you know the kick, and I'm racking my brain. When was my like. Confidence is destroyed. I think I know.
I'll tell you when mine was.
Was it Arizona?
Yeah, mine was that Sunday against Arizona where they blew a 6-run lead in the ninth inning.
Okay.
That's when I was like, oh, dang. Like, this is that. That's what this year is.
Yeah.
That's what this is. And
they just kept fighting and clawing. And then they clawed with no nails.
Yeah, it's
you know,
like a,
yeah,
it's like a declawed cat.
Yeah, basically what it is. Just scratching on a yarn ball. Just like, it's just, no, man. This is brutal because we've been through this with this baseball, with this organization team, and then it just came out of nowhere, and we got hot. It was a lot of fun, and then it's back to that. Like
the thing that makes it so
Maddox
frustrating,
Smith and all those guys, like it should not feel like this with this roster.
No,
but it feels like that.
Exactly, that's the thing.
It feels like that.
At least then you kind of knew what it was.
But
right?
I'm sorry, I didn't throw those strays at Maddox.
But you know what it is. Those teams between like. You know, 15, 16, 17, that's kind of what it was. Like, they were hard reset and going young and building up the farm system and all that kind of stuff, and they did it. They came out of it better and won a World Series
yeah.
and has made the playoffs every year since then. But this one is so hard to swallow because this roster was supposed to be together yeah. for another 5 years or so
right.
and really, you know, win at a high level. And so now you're in this really hard spot of – And I don't even blame them. Like, I don't blame them for believing in these guys.
No, not at
these
all.
Guys all
not
showed
at all. Not at all.
That
right.
they were going to be, you know, they were going to be players. And then so many guys have just fallen off. Now, they didn't address a couple things this offseason that best case scenario they would have been able to deal with. Worst case scenario, now it's like, dang, you really didn't do anything to the bullpen.
Right.
And it's really bad.
Yes.
You really, this was your plan at shortstop? That's what you were going to do all year? Like, this is really... And again, I guess if everybody else did their job, you can get away with
yes.
that. But
everybody's not doing their job.
Not everybody's doing their job.
Yeah, everybody's not doing their job.
And yeah, no, you just can't ever foresee the fall off of some of these guys that have been good in the past. So now you got to do some soul searching. I mean, it's do you like triple down on your belief that no, we know these guys are good. We just have to let them show it over time.
I think that's more likely.
Or do you say, yeah, probably, well, certainly with some of them.
Yeah, I think that's more likely.
And I think that's what they should do with some of these guys, too, by the way. Like, I want no part of moving on from Michael Harris.
Me either.
Like, Michael Harris is too young and has shown way too many good things for you to be like, I can't do it.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
You got to work through it and figure it out.
I agree.
Austin Riley is the same thing. Like, Austin Riley is a great power-hitting third baseman. You don't want to do anything with that. Now, he's not a great third baseman. Maybe he's a guy who could be a DH or whatever, but like his bat when he's right is elite.
Yes.
He's not right now, and I don't know why.
He did have a home run that weekend.
He did. Yep. Yeah, he did.
Straight away center, too.
He did.
He did.
Like, I don't know. I mean, Profar is a short term deal. I don't know. He'll be here for a couple of years probably.
He's on 3-year, right? 3-year,
yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you look.
I love Ozzy, but if you had to move on from him, that'd be okay.
I love Ozzy. I came to think, like, you know, the one thing about Ozzy, he's had a lot of injuries. Has that caught? We know he's never had a strong arm. We understand that. Well, that's why they moved him to second base. But I mean, when you look going forward, because it's a damn shame we're already talking about forward. Is it not your time? I know he was awful when he was here.
Yeah.
But maybe you let him grow. Let him be off with this group.
Bregman seems unhappy in Boston.
Why? He's got there.
Yeah, I don't know. He traded Devers because they're idiots.
Yeah, he just got there.
Boston's a bad organization.
Yeah, he just got there.
They traded Devers for nothing.
Nothing at all. Because
he didn't want to move position.
Yeah.
But, so they traded him.
I mean, do you bring Nacho to stink with this crew? See what you got there. I mean, there's so many different things. But, yeah, and you know, we understand the limitations of what Alex has to work with as far as, you know, spending, especially on starting pitching. And we understand that part and everything. But a lot of times when you look at this roster, they're backed up because of the five guys that you came in into the season. It's only one of them left from that starting five. Remember, Spencer Strider wasn't even here yet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got one starting pitcher from your opening weekend, and now you're playing these young boys trying to see what they got. Are you trying to, like, get some film on them to see, hey, look at him. Yeah, all we got to do is work on his control. But look, his stuff's electric.
They don't want to be pitching him.
No.
They don't want Fuentes to be in the rotation.
He has to be.
They don't have any other options.
They know. I mean, what about the guy they got last week?
How bad
Pirates?
Is it Charlie Morton came in and just shut him down on Friday?
Friggin' Morton.
He was Charlie again on Friday.
Charlie friggin'
sure.
Morton.
God.
Charlie friggin' Morton.
Just add it to the list. Add it to the list. Atlanta United played a game and scored 0 goals, but they also gave up 0 goals.
Yes.
So better than losing.
Better than losing.
The U.S. lost to Mexico in
the
Gold Cup final last night.
I thought we had it.
They didn't play very well.
But still, you look at the early energy.
Yeah.
They scored early. Mexico was able to equalize, and then all of a sudden, I didn't think it was offsides either.
I don't think
but, so. But, oh, man, I really wanted to see them get that one. But the energy in that damn building last night.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was very pro-Mexico.
Crazy.
It was a very pro-Mexico crowd.
Crazy,
Yeah, no, it – there was some good moments for sure. That Diego Luna guy.
He's nice.
The game before last night, man, he really played well. I realize it wasn't an intentional handball from the Mexican defender, but
he
touched the ball.
He did.
I don't know. I just remember when I was playing, it's like if there was a handball in the box,
it don't matter if it was
intentional
a mistake
or unintentional,
not.
you get a penalty kick. Like, and also, I understand, like, maybe if your hand's at your side and it comes up and hits you, he was getting up and he used the ball to help him get up. That's right. A handball.
He was hit.
I guess not. Like, it was like, all right, give us a penalty here. All right, Tim Hudson's going to join us next. Former Brave, former Athletic. Braves play the A's tomorrow night for 3 games in Sacramento, which is weird to say. He's a part of the All-Star festivities coming up next week. He'll be hosting different stuff at All-Star Village and all of that. So we'll ask him about that. Certainly ask him about his career with the Braves. Ask him about what's going on with the Braves right now. Plenty to talk about with Tim Hudson coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Minutes away from an NFL no-huddle to kick off the noon hour. Get you caught up on everything that happened in the National Football League over the weekend. A week from today, we will be broadcasting from Murph's.
No, a week from yesterday.
A week from yesterday,
yeah,
also.
Yesterday,
and yeah. A week from tomorrow.
Yeah,
so we got a three day stint at Murph's.
Yeah, man.
We're taking up a residency basically as the All-Star game is coming back to Atlanta. Very exciting. It's obviously in the middle of this season that's been tough, and we've spent a lot of time already today talking about what a bummer of a weekend it was for the Braves. Very cool to have the All-Star game here and something positive to think about baseball-wise for a little while. Former Brave Tim Hudson joins the show right now. He's a big part of the All-Star festivities coming up next weekend as well. Tim, thanks for the time today.
Absolutely. You guys are welcome. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you are going to be doing with all the All-Star festivities coming to Atlanta next week.
Well, obviously with the All-Star game, coming to Atlanta, first time in 25 years, I know there's a lot of excitement around the city. And, as an Atlanta Brave alumni, I know the former players and all of us guys are excited to come and take part in it as well. Having a chance to come early and help coach with the Futures game a few days before the All-Star game is going to be exciting with Chipper and Peter Moylan and Mark DeRosa and a lot of these, it's just going to be a lot of fun to take part in that and see some of the young talent that's coming up. But also with the All-Star game, it's going to be, exciting. Having a chance to come out and take part in the festivities, hang out with the fans, have a chance to rub shoulders with all of our fellow Atlanta Braves fans and alumni is going to be a lot of cool. And I know the city's really excited. I know that, I had a chance to do it a few years ago, but that just didn't come to fruition.
Right, right,
and
right.
I know now that we have a chance to do it, I know that there's a lot of excitement on everybody's end, fans and players and former players.
Hey Tim, because when we saw who was going to be coaching the team and everything, we talked about like you said, a lot of our former favorites, including yourself. Is there been any wagering going on between you guys about which team and all of those things?
man, you know what? There hasn't been yet, but okay. there's always the possibility. You never know. But you know what? I know. You know, just for us guys to be able to take part in it, put on a uniform again. You know, I know Marquise is going to have his group over there in the other dugout ready to play, and it's going to be really exciting. You know, Marquise's son is actually going to be pitching yep. with our team.
Right.
So hopefully I don't screw him up too much. You know, the one inning that he's going to pitch, you know, hopefully he gets out of there unscathed and didn't get any worse. Hopefully he gets a little better.
Of all the Braves alum that are going to be there and a part of all this, who's the most likely to start talking trash and kind of ramp up the competitiveness?
You know what? I've been on the golf course a lot with some of these guys, and honestly, you know, Peter Moylan is going to yes. be helping me in the bullpen. He's going to be the bullpen coach for me. You know, he has a tendency to get that Australian accent going pretty quick, you know, and stirring the bucket a little bit. But you know what, man, it's, you know, we've had a couple of Zoom meetings and some calls with a lot of our guys, and man, it's you know, we're taking it real serious. You know, it's a chance to be able to work and, you know, firsthand to see some of these young talent that these organizations are throwing out there. It's exciting for the game to see where it's headed from a talent standpoint. And hopefully us older guys, we can go out there and just kind of throw some nuggets of knowledge here and there just to try to, you know, hopefully something will stick and somebody will remember something that, you know, gosh, I mean, Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones and these guys, I mean, who wouldn't want to have a yeah. couple of nuggets of knowledge from yeah. these guys yeah. to hopefully help their career along the way.
Speaking of nuggets, and that was all fun, and we love to have fun on the show, but we got to get to some bad stuff right here, Tim. What's going on with our baseball team in your eyes?
Man, you know what? That's a $1 million question. I wish we could put our finger on it, but I mean, I think it's a lot of times. You know, when you start having a little bit of bad luck here and there early in the season and you mix in some injuries and you know, it's a long year. And when things don't happen well for you over a certain period of time, I mean, sometimes it's hard to dig yourself out of that little rut. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case or not, but, you know, it just seems like there's some you know, some things, some positivity is something that's well needed around there on the field and in the locker room and off the field. And, you know, I love Snip, man. I hope that he's able to at least steer these guys in the right direction to try to get some positivity by the end of the season. You never know what can happen. Obviously things, you know, the more the days click off the calendar, the harder it is to be able to figure things out and get it right before the, you know, playoff time. But, you know, I just, you know, you got to have faith in the management and Alex and these guys that are making the decisions. And, you know, there's a track record there that's pretty good, you know, but there's also, you know, sometimes, you know, your track record can only go so far. And when you have bad luck and injuries and things that are just hard to overcome throughout a season, you know, sometimes it's tough, you know, and you know, as a manager and as a coaching staff and even the players in the locker room that are leaders, you know, you just try to do as much as you can to try to stay as positive as you can in a tough situation and in a tough year. And more than anything, man, it's just the mentality of the players. You want to make sure that everybody's there mentally, everybody's there and can believe in what's, you know, the vision of the future of the team and the organization. And at the end of the day, it's you know, every player's got to, you know, they're the CEOs of their own company, every individual player. And you got to go out there and you got to be prepared to play the best you can, whether and be healthy and try to do whatever you can to be healthy. And at the end of the day, you know, the product on the field is going to be pretty good if you can get it all clicking and out there at the same time.
Former Braves All-Star pitcher Tim Hudson joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Your first All-Star game was the 2000 game. You played right. as a member of the A's when the game was here in Atlanta last time. Maybe it's that one. Maybe it's another one. I know you made a bunch of All-Star teams. Share with us maybe one of your favorite memories of the All-Star game.
Well, you know, obviously it would have to be the one in Atlanta, my first one. You know, being a Braves fan and growing up relatively close to the city, you know, having a chance to and that was my first full season in the big leagues in 2000. So that was exciting. But, you know, kind of the aha moment, I've made it kind of moment for me was, you know, before the game we were, you know, we had our meetings and Joe Torre was our manager and, you know, I'm looking around the locker room and there's all sorts of superstars in there and I'm sitting there thinking, what in the world am I doing in here in this locker room? But, you know, Joe Torre was like, you know, obviously you have it all scripted. And he said, you know, how do you going to – I have you, you know, pitching the eighth and Mariano's going to – Rivera's going to pitch the ninth. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
I'm the setup man for Mariano Rivera. You know, as a 23-year-old, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, this is awesome. Right. So then all of a sudden, I'm down there in the bullpen, about the sixth, seventh, eighth inning starts rolling around. And I'm looking around at the scoreboard. It's like a one run game. And I look behind me, and there's only me and Mariano Rivera in the bullpen. And I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, okay, there's a pretty good chance the guy pitching behind me is not going to give up a run to tie this game up.
Right.
So I definitely – I'm talking about some pressure going out there and trying to put up a zero so that you – because that was before the rules of, okay, if it ties up, you know, you can – you know, you have to do whatever.
Right.
You know, if you tie the game up back then, it was like, okay, what do you do? Because you're out of pitchers.
Right.
Because – you know, the manager would do all they can to get everybody in the game. So, yeah, thank God I went out there and pitched a scoreless eighth inning. And, of course, Rivera goes out there and shuts it down, you know, to win, you know, for the game. But, you know, it was pretty awesome experience for me, just being able to rub shoulders with those guys. And I honestly, to be accepted as you know, one of the guys in a locker room full of Hall of Famers and superstars is pretty incredible for a young player.
I know former athletes have great memories. Do you remember the guys you faced in that eighth inning?
You know, yeah. I mean, it's gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed. I know Todd Helton was the one guy that I had that all I could worry about was trying to get him out because he was really, really good. You know, and I was able to get him to ground out to second base. And honestly, I think that was the first time I ever faced him. And every time I faced him after that, I don't think I got him out. So the one time that I got him out, I think was in that All-Star game was pretty incredible. But, you know, the one thing I do remember is how stinking hot it was.
Yes.
That's the one thing I do remember is I'd been in the Bay Area for, you know, a couple of years now. So
right.
I guess I had gotten climatized to 70 degrees and no humidity. So when I rolled into Atlanta in July, it was the little fella here was sweating a lot. It was pretty.
I looked it up. You got Jose Vedro, you got
That's
Edgardo
right.
Alfonso, and then you got Todd Helton to ground out to end the inning.
There you go.
Well done.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, even though I pitched one inning, I think I sweated enough for about nine that day.
We wouldn't doubt that. I got one last one for you because you started with Oakland. We're with the Braves. The Braves are out there this week, and hopefully they can get something going and stop the bleeding. But I had a question for you because we were talking before we got you on. Would you ever believe that they would be playing in Sacramento in a minor league field right now when you were first drafted there?
No, I didn't. You know, obviously our Triple A was there for a long time when I was in Oakland, and you know. You know, it's interesting. You wish that things could have gotten worked out with the city of Oakland and things could have gotten worked out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it just didn't happen. I wish that they could have had a place to play within the next 2 years. I think the next two seasons are going to be in Sacramento. So that's a little strange to me that they're going to have to spend three seasons in the minor league stadium. Maybe Las Vegas can get a little can get things moving a little quicker with the construction of the stadium. But you know, I hate it for the fans more than anything that in Oakland. You know, I know there's some committed fans there and you know, I loved it there. I mean, obviously there's some fond memories with me in Oakland. And it's kind of strange that it's not going to be there and that it's going to be moving to Vegas. But I know, listen, the future is bright, I think, for the organization once they get into Vegas And, you know, I think it's going to be exciting. I just wish things could happen a little bit quicker than they are.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Tim, if fans want to come out and maybe get an autograph or get a chance to see you over All-Star Weekend, when are you going to be where you're going to be?
You know what? That's a good question. Actually, I had my itinerary in front of me, and I don't now. But I know that we're going to be at the I know that we're going to be in the village there doing some things. I know around, you know, the few days that we're going to be there, man, they're going to have a lot of moving parts going on, and I know the fan fest festivities for the All-Star, any All-Star week is awesome, and I know that the city of Atlanta and this organization is going to, you know, they have a lot of really cool things planned for all the fans that are coming from all over the place. I mean, there's, you know, I saw a stat where there's going to be like something like 200 countries represented with fans coming in and around Atlanta. So that's really exciting. I know, you know, what better chance and place to be able to see the best talent in the world come out and play a game that everybody loves. And, you know, I'm excited to come out and rub shoulders with the fans and sign autographs and see how many actually remember some of us old guys that are going out there. And, you know, a lot of times they'll see me and be like, who is this bat boy that's walking around here with a Braves shirt? You know? But it's going to be a lot of fun, man, and my family and my kids are going to be with me. So they're really looking forward to it more than anything. They're going to be excited to be there and have some fun.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Good being with y'all.
Take care. Hudson there, one of the members of the Braves alumni that's going to be coaching the Futures game. That's going to be really fun with all those guys. I didn't realize, I knew that Marquise Grissom's son was a prospect and he was in the game. I didn't realize he'd be playing for the other team. That's really fun.
Which is going to be hilarious.
Hilarious.
How do you treat your boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to try to, I mean, you know his stuff, too.
Yes,
so you
exactly.
get the scouting
Here
report.
Here it comes.
That, all right, here's what he's going to do. He's going to start you off with a fastball, and then he's going to, man. I love that. I was going to ask him about the A's, too, in Sacramento. Like, when I think of the A's, I think of Ricky Henderson, obviously, but I think of him and Barry Zito and Mark Mulder.
Yes.
Like, that trio. Those guys were so damn
They're
good.
Awesome.
That was such a good run of baseball in Oakland. And I like what he said about the fans. Like, you know,
they got great fans.
They got great fans who have no control over any of this. And meanwhile, they're playing in Sacramento. They're not even the Sacramento Athletics or the Oakland Athletics or the Vegas. They're just the Athletics. They don't even have a city.
No.
Sucks. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Thanks again to Tim Hudson for spending some time with us here on a Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.